Hey, good morning. We're starting Shinpei Hei. Just a quick recap, just to clarify, if a person's on a cruise ship, so what do? So we mentioned that normally it'd be similar. Lamai said similar to a hotel, and if people come stay there, and many, and including Rav Moshe Paskins, that you don't need to make an Erev because of Tfisas Abayas, Tfisas Yad. The owner has something in every one of the rooms. And sometimes they have the right to remove you or switch rooms whenever they want. Okay. Also by a ship, all the non-Jews are in a hotel. They're always just transitory unless they're there all the time, like the crew itself. But anyways, regardless, usually it's not needed because, as we mentioned. Shinpei Hei Aleph. So now we're going to learn about someone who's Jewish. Right? We learned about someone who's a regular Jew and a regular non-Jew. Now we're going to talk about someone who doesn't keep all the mitzvahs. There's not moda in the mitzvahs of Erevin. So how do we treat them? There's someone in the middle. So Aleph. Tzidoki harehu ki Yisrael u'mevatel rishus. So tzidoki. So he is a person who believes in the Torah, he believes in Hashem, and he keeps the mitzvos, but only Torah shebichtav, and generally not any of the Torah shebe'alpeh. Right? And there could be any modern equivalent, whether you call them a tzidoki or not. There are some of those who only want to keep what's written. Okay, so for those, they are a Jew. And if you live with them, you have to make an Erev. However, you can't include them with your food. Like a proper Erev here, I'm going to read. U'mevatel reshut. The option for them to do is for them to say, I am mevatel my reshut, I'm giving you the property and you can use it. Or for Shabbos, whatever. He's mevatel his reshut to you, whatever that means. Aval Erev, eno mo'il. But he cannot be included in the actual Erev. Because he doesn't believe in it. Eruvin is only derabanan, and it's not something he agrees to, and therefore he doesn't have shaychus to Eruv. Now, he's not a goy that you have to rent from. He's a Jew, so but he can't do Eruv chatzeros. So how do you, now this comes up, anyone who lives in the city, there's always going to be some of these types of people. Or people who are, they have the same category also of,
these days it's rare.
Okay, no, so it's irregular tzeduki these days is rare, very well. But these are the same category as Jews who are tinuk shenishba. Beis Yosef actually calls tzeduki, he actually says it's the same din as tinuk shenishba, he doesn't mention the Tinuk Shanishpa here, but he says it really comes from the same source. And they keep them, or Tzidoki actually keeps the mitzvahs, and they keep them in Agavotav. But, and he says it's similar to Tinuk Shanishpa, and it would be the same even if they don't keep the mitzvahs at all. So we have those in apartments that we share, we have them in the city. So the general minag is we rely on Schirus, because they're not mode be'erevin, so you can't use them for Erevin. Perhaps there's an opinion that says you can, but I don't know, Pashtus is not. And regardless, the minhag is we do schiros. Even by a Jew, can you do schiros by a Jew? So we learned two opinions just a few days ago, a few simanim ago, that generally the Shulchan Aruch has two opinions. If schiros works for a Jew, or he has to only do Eruvin or Bittel, and so he brings two opinions. And basically, I would say it's a machloket achronim if you can rely on schiros lechatchila or whenever there's a need. But bottom line, when there's a need, certainly everyone agrees schiros works. And if bitul works, schiros works. At least if there's a need, can some say lechatchila? So, okay. Beis kuti hareyu kishaar amim. Now, someone who is a kuti, so he has the din of complete non-Jew. Right? These are the ones who was questionable if they converted or not. and we consider them lemaisa like non-Jews. Ve'ein lo takana ela bischirus. So okay, and then there's no choice only to do schirus. Okay, Gimel Yisrael mumar lavodas elilim. So a Jew who is a mumar, it's not happened just once, but he's a person who does avodah zarah. And for avodah zarah, even if you do it in private, or lachalel Shabbos befarhesia, or a person is machalel Shabbos in public, that's simple. Okay, again, not that it happened once by mistake, but he does it on purpose on a regular basis. Afilu, even if it's, and we're talking about letiyavon, afilu eno mechalelo ela biisur derabanan hareyu keoved elilim. So he has a din for many halachos. As a goy, again, depends on every halacha specifically. It might be a little different. Certainly for here, we're doing erev chatzeros, and okay. So for this din, we don't want to learn from him. So he has the din of a non-Jew 100%. That the only way is to rent it from him, rent the space from him. Okay. Now again, this could be if a person does it lahachis. So then, it could be any mitzvah, and also when it comes to befarhesia, so it needs to be at least in front of 10 people, or knowing it's going to be seen and known about by many people, or more than 10 people. Okay, that's good. And also, if a person wouldn't do it, now this is common, there are many people who are mechalel Shabbos, befarhesia, in front of people, right? But in front of the rabbi, they wouldn't do it. So then they also don't have a din of a... Again, I'm sure there's a little bit of a debate, but in general, if you wouldn't do it in front of your rabbi or an adam gadol, then you are also don't have a din of a goy. V'im eino, we're going to keep reading. V'im eino mechalel ela betzina, but he just did it. Betzina, this is Shabbos. Afilu mechalelo be'isr d'araita areo ki Yisrael u'mevatel reshus. So no, he still has the din of a Jew, and he can be mevatel as reshus. Okay. Dalit. Yisrael shehemir. V'hayulu batim mishchunat Yisrael she'ervu l'kol hashana. So you had a chatzer, or a city, let's just say a chatzer, and you had homes around them, everybody was religious, and then all of a sudden one of them decided, in the middle of the year, he's no longer keeping Shabbos. Im ein lo petach acher klal, and if he has no other way to leave his house, there's only one way for his house to leave into the main street, is to go through this chatzah that all of you use. So then he's oser on all of you for the rest of the year. Again, if b'chol Shabbat shechal le'achar shehemir, for every other Shabbos after he is no longer from. In the middle of Shabbos itself, it's fine, right? Because anytime. Generally speaking, anytime you have an Eruv that was kosher when Shabbos started, it continues to be kosher, right? Unless it's kind of like a Lema Freya idea. Retroactively, when you realize you never had one. But okay. Aval, im yesh lo petach acher lishchunat ein Yehudi. But let's say you have a house where this non-Jew, where this Jew lives who became non-from, and he has two ways to leave his home. It could be the main entrance goes into the chatzer, like everybody else, to get, and then from there you can get into the main street. Or he has a back door that he doesn't like to use so much, and he doesn't usually use it. But this back door of his house, again, this maybe for our purposes is going to be rare. This back door doesn't lead into this chatzer, it leads into some other chatzer, or straight into the mavoi, that's a different way, and he doesn't have to go into the chatzer that you're using. So then, afilu petach katan shlo yaragil bo mitchila, even though it wasn't a normal size door and he doesn't usually go that way, dochin oto itzel petach hapatuach lishchinot en Yehudi. So you basically tell him, you know, from now on, just you should use the other door and go out the way through the other chatzer where there's non-Jews. You like them anyway, so you should just go that way. I'm not exactly sure how that's enforced, but okay. Shin pei vav. Okay. Shin Pei Vav. Dine Shituf Be'eruv. Okay. So now we're talking about Shituf. So until now we're mainly dealing with an Eruv Chatzeros. Eruv Chatzeros it's for one Chatzer, to combine people's houses, their Dira, where they live. And similarly, but they're going to have some different halachas. Now we're going to be discussing what we call shituf mevuyos, where we're combining chatzeros, not individual homes where people sleep. We're combining chatzeros into a mavoy. So therefore, you're going to have a couple differences, because we're not dealing with where people sleep. We're dealing with just usage areas. Okay, so let's read. Asru chachamim latato chatzeros amavoy. One's asru derabanan. Right, because we're saying a mavoy has four walls, halachic four walls, to make it rosh hashayachid. Chatzeros also have rosh hashayachid, but one's not allowed to carry from a chatzer to a mavoy. Right, one's allowed to carry from a chatzer to a chatzer if the item's in the chatzer, but one can't carry from a chatzer to a mavoy. Ve'tira de shitav shagovin pat odavar acher mimine hamachal mikol chatzer v'chatzer ve'notinuto be'echad mina chatzeros. So what do? We make a little. We join food. We can grab bread or any food. It doesn't have to be bread. For Erev Echatzeros, it has to be only bread or something similar to bread. Pasav Vekistam. But when it comes to Erev Echatzer, for Shituf Mevayos, it could be any food. Mikol Chatzer Vechatzer, for Notin Ato, and then normally for an Erev Echatzeros, where you have to keep the bread must be inside a house, can't be outside. For Shituf Mevuyos, it could be inside any of the chatzer. It has to be a place that's somewhat watched. I think we're going to read that. So in other words, it could be in a chatzer. Chatzer has a fence. It's a little bit more private. We call that, that's fine. Can't be left in the mavoy itself. Okay? V'anu ro'im ki'ilu patuach kol ha-mavoy la'otah chatzer. And we just feel, and then, through this way, it makes everything adjoined, and it makes like the mavoy is way open, straight open to the chatzer, and it's all one chatzer. And since we're only coming to combine chatzeros, you're allowed to leave it in the air space, in other words, in the outdoors of the chatzer. Or you're allowed to put it inside a house that doesn't have a din of a house. It could be less than 4x4 amos. Now, it could also be a house. You don't have to leave it outside. You can leave it indoors also. But we're allowing you to leave it in the chatzer. Vein sarich litno bebayis, and you don't have to put it specifically inside a proper house. Again, but you're allowed to. Rak shiyev makom ha-mishtamer. It has to be a place where people watch, like a chatzer. Hilkach ein notnim oto ba'avira mavoy. We don't leave it in the outside airspace, or in the outside of the mavoy. We can only leave it in the chatzer. Base. Yisraelim shadarim b'shlosha mekomot chalukim. Now, three Jews or groups of Jews, they live in different mavois. So they're separate. And, or whatever, they're chatzeros or mavois, but they're not, it's not connected or contiguous. It's not, they can't just go from one to another. They can't get there from one to another for, it could be from a couple of different reasons. Either it's locked and there's no way for them to get out. That's what we're about to read. V'daltos kol echad me'makomos ne'ulim b'layla v'ashamash goge kemach mikulam. There's no way for them to leave. There's doors that are locked to keep them separate. Or it could be that you have to go through an area that doesn't have an eruv. It could be through another mavoy that doesn't have a proper eruv or shituf, or you didn't rent from the goy, or it's through a rosh hasarabim. Whatever it is, in other words, you can't connect one from another and walk there and carry there. So then, it's a problem if one guy collects, the shamash collects the food and keeps it outside, or in one of them, because they can't connect from one to another on Shabbos. In other words, it must, einu mo'il lehem lishtatef. It doesn't help to join this way. Sheshituf mavoy tzarek sheye munach mechatzer sheve mavoy. Because the shituf that's connecting you, that you're using, has to be inside one of the chatzeros that you're using and that you're being connected to, that you can walk to and use. It doesn't help to leave it in someone else's mavoy or in some other city. It has to be in your chatzer, right, or one of your chatzeros. Ve'elu shenivdalim zemizeh rechokim. And if it's you're separated or you're far from each other and you can't get to one another, ein shitufan echad. It's not one shituf. Ve'ein mavim kechad. And so there's no way to. It's not being considered as being joined as one, and therefore doesn't work. Agav. Ve'im eruv b'makom echad. If you make a proper eruv in one area, In acherim shelo erbu osrim aleim hoyel ve'en lahem drisas haragel ze al ze. Now, ki en kol ha'ir chashuva kamavoy echad af al pish yoshvim vekev chol ma'achas. All right, so basically this just means, there's a little bit of discussion how to read this, but basically it means that as long as you make an erev chaseros and you have a proper chatzer, or shituf mavoyos, and you have a proper shituf with your mavoy, then no one's going to aser what you created if they're in a separate mavoy or a separate chatzer with separate walls. And or if you're together in one chatzer or in one mavoy, and someone there asers you, like for whatever reasons we explained, he didn't join or he's a non-Jew, he didn't rent, then the only way to fix that is if you make a separation between you, like you make a wall or you make a tzuret petach. Basically, it's just saying anytime you have a proper chatzer, another proper chatzer that's not completely open, in other words, you have a doorway in between you to separate you, a different chatzer, a different mavoy, is not going to aser one that was done correctly. That's really what it means. Gimel. Kecho mishpatei eruvei chatzeros v'shiro. Just like we learned, whatever the rules were for eruvei chatzeros and for making the proper shiro for it. V'she'ishto mi'arevet bishvilo. For example, a woman can make it for her husband, even if he doesn't know about it. V'shema arvin shalola daito, and that it's done, you can make an error without him knowing. Im ein habayit patuach el chatzer achas. Or if there is no way, there's no other way for him to go from one chatzer from his house, except it's through yours, so he's benefiting from you. So you can even make an eruv without him knowing. Or take some of his bread and include it in the eruv. V'shekatan yachol ligboso, or a katan from him, a child who lives in him, in this person's house, you can also take from him and use it. V'shiyachol echad lezakos lakulam, where you just have one person and he's mezaka for everybody. One person buys the batza matza, lifts it up and has someone else pick it up, and he's mezaka for everybody. V'shiyimayu shutafim ein tzrichim la'ariv, or if they're partners, they live together, they don't have to, and they're eating together, they don't have to make an eruv. Kach dinei shituf. Basically, all the basic halachos that we learned, but eruv echatzeros, apply here as well. The main two differences we mentioned is one could be with bread, only bread, and one could be with all foods. And does it have to be in the house specifically, or can it also be in outside the house in the chatzer? That's the main difference. Otherwise, halachos are very similar. Even if you have the neighbors, let's say you have three neighbors and they're all, two of them are in the same business, they're partners in the same business of wine, and one of that neighbors with another neighbor is in the same business of oil. Ein tzarich lishtatef. If they each have their oil and their wine together, and so since they're, by definition, they're sharing the same food, ein tzarich lishtatef. They don't have to make another shittif from the vayos, they're already connected. V'hu shiyeh b'kli echad. And that's if it's in the same kli. Let's say they each have a bottle of one, and it has to be put together in the same kli. We learned, not to get too complicated, but just to touch upon, we learned that sometimes they don't have to be in the same kli. If there's no room, it doesn't fit, and it was done for this purpose. Okay, but simply put, if it's in one kli, that's better. But there are some poskim who say, you can't combine two liquids if they don't go together. Okay, so we'll just leave that as a hara. So dalit. Now, bottom line, mishtatzvim b'chol minei machal. You're allowed to combine any types of food. It could be vegetables, it could be meat, it could be bread, and you can combine them together to reach the proper amount that's necessary. V'afilu arba'ava chamisha minei machal mitstarfim. Even four or five different types of foods, it could be mistarfing to reach lemazon shtei seudos. Once you have enough food for two meals, then that's enough for as many people as you want. It includes everybody. And mazon shtei seuda. So if it's bread, we learned it's the volume of 6 or 8 eggs. Okay, so that we learned a few simanim ago. Okay, I think we'll continue to hay. Yeah. B'kol minei ma'akal mishtatzrim. You can use any food. So now we're going to give some examples. Chutz migudge daniyot shehukshu lazera. Or, not exactly sure what that means, but some kind of, I will just say either, it could be anything, the herbs or the actual seeds, or beans, whatever it is, and it became too hard, and you can't eat it. Vitavlin, or just spices straight. A bag of spices is not going to work. Upolin, yaveshim, or you have dried beans. They're not cooked yet. You can't eat them yet. Velo ba'alei bitzalim, shelo gadlu orech zeret. Or the onions are... so here he's, if you just read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, he says you can't use onions that are too small because it's like, it's completely not edible. But... the Mishnah Berurah says, even bigger onions, we don't eat them raw. Maybe it depends where you live. He says, we don't eat them raw, so they're edible, but you don't eat them raw. So he says, or plain. So therefore, betzalim by themselves don't count, but they work if you include them with other food. Velo bekameim upitriot, and you can't use mushrooms. They're not usually eaten on their own. The Gra disagrees, especially when they're cooked, because people do. V'lo b'kafniot, v'lo b'adashim, v'lo b'chitim, v'lo se'orim. Not all these straight kernels. V'lo b'yerek, shu bashu, v'lo bashu. No vegetables that are partially cooked. Bottom line, it must be something that is edible right now. It's not something that, oh, you can cook it after Shabbos. No, it has to be edible right now. And... It doesn't have to be 100% edible by itself. If you're only using this item, then it has to be 100% edible now by itself. But you can combine it with other things to be mistari after the 6 or 8 eggs, or include it, have it with the bread or with other food. And then it does count if you eat it with other foods. V'lo b'mayim levadam. It can't be only water by itself, because only water by itself is not really considered food. V'lo melach levado, and not salt all by itself. But you can use them if you mix in flavors and other items with the water and with the salt, then they can be mistarif to the shear. V'yesh omrim d'davka kishanata l'antochan shemen. Some say only if you put in oil. V'yesh omrim shema'arvim etavlin. And some say you can include spices into your... Okay, so we'll continue. I think we'll do one more. But, so anyways... It's usually recommended just to take a simple batza. Practically, it's usually recommended just to use a box of matzah. So you avoid all the questions. Is it a mavoy? Is it an eruv? Because again, these things won't work if it's an eruv chaseros. And this way you just don't have any questions. Alright. Obviously, if there is no matzah, it's good to know these halachas when you need them. But usually, we're dealing with eruv chaseros anyway. Vav, one more. Kol davar shergilim lav nivot hapas. So now, any item that you normally eat for a meal. You eat it with bread. That's the norm. So shi'uro, this item that's 100% edible, and you normally eat it with the meal with bread, so then the shi'ur of this item is the amount of food, lapis bo apas anechal ishtei sudos. The amount of this food that you normally eat for two meals. So as we discussed before, probably one large piece of chicken, one large piece of schnitzel would suffice. Maybe 3 tablespoons of hummus would suffice, because that's probably whatever the amount is. Everyone can use their imagination. The kol shekein melavtin bo tapat, and certainly you can use these foods to be included in the shear if you're using bread as the shear, which is 6 or 8 beitzim. Shear kedei lechol menu shtei seudos. Okay, uvasar chai. Now what about raw meat? Lo avei liftan. Raw meat is not considered liftan. You don't eat raw meat with bread. And so therefore you need to have enough raw meat of 2 seudos. Now, raw meat, if it's really raw, so the Mishnah Berurah points out, probably that wouldn't be good enough because it's not edible. So we're talking about raw meat that was salted and is now because of the salt or pickling, now it's considered edible. Or if it's, when it means basar chai, it doesn't mean mamish basar chai, he means just a little bit cooked, but it's almost like, okay, I guess what some people would call rare. It's, again, some people would call that raw, and some people would call raw, would call rare even overdone. But anyways, aval, sali have a liftan, but if it's grilled, so that's certainly called liftan, v'shir lapis bosh desidos, and you just needed as much meat as normally eaten for a meal. Chometz have a liftan, vinegar is considered something that goes with bread. V'ched yain mevushal, so too cooked wine. Aval yain chai, raw wine. Lo have liftan, that's not considered going with the meal, and therefore you have to have enough of it all by itself. V'shi'uro, shtei revios, and so you have to have at least full two revios of these liquids. V'chein shi'ur sha'ar mashkim, and all liquids that are edible, the way they are, but they're not, it doesn't go with the bread, so then that's two revios.